We're doing the Vat Chesed, and the Chafetz Chaim discussed two reasons why people are lax when it comes to the mitzvah of doing kindness with their fellow man. V'yesh od ofen shlishi, and there's also a third type of excuse that people give themselves why they aren't quick to do Chesed. She'adam gankin mone atzmo mitzvat gmilut Chesed mechamat ira. There's a third type of concern a person would have that precludes his doing kindness. He's scared if people find out I gave him a loan, people will think I'm very rich. So people will come and tell me, you know, we need your help funding this, we need your help funding that, you should really pay for this and pay for that. And the Chafetz Chaim says that's ridiculous. A person says, I'm worried they'll think I have a lot of money and then they'll bug me for money. Can a person give that excuse and get away with not doing a biblical mitzvah? The Torah says, if you can afford it, then you're supposed to help your fellow man and give him a loan. That's no different than a person who says, I don't want to give charity, you know, maybe I'll need the money one day. I'm scared I'll lose. What do you mean? You could afford to give charity today? Then you should give charity today. Just like it's ridiculous to make a claim, well, I'm scared one day I'll need this money, when it comes to doing tzedakah, charity, by the same token, when it comes to giving a loan or doing kindness with your fellow man, to say, I don't want to do it because I don't want people to think I'm so rich, that's not an acceptable excuse. ואבל פיחני ידוע מכמה פסוקים מאמרי חזל שאבנו גדול עבור זה ועונשו בעולם הזה שלבסוף קלים מאותיו על ידי זה. And even though a person might give this excuse and say, I can't give charity because maybe one day I'll need the money, we are taught in the Tanakh and in Chazal that that's considered a big sin, and a person's going to be punished even in this world over that. He'll lose his money for this. As the Talmud tells us in Ksubos and in Derech Eretz Zuta, Im asita tzedakah, if you do charity, tizkeh lemamon, you'll merit to have money. V'im zachita lemamon, and if you merited to have money, so then, asem imenu tzedakah, your responsibility is to do charity. It's a cycle. You do charity, you'll have money. You have money, you're responsible to do charity. When you still have money in your hand, so purchase some of this world, that you'll inherit the world to come. Because if you don't use the money you have to do charity, it'll suddenly fly away. As the verse says, you just blink your eye and it's gone. Ad kan neshono, till here's the what it says in the Talmud. Ela yeshlo liftoch b'shem itbarach shal yedei sheyaseh ratzono b'mamono lo yifgeu kol ra. A person should say, I have enough money now. My finances are fine. I can afford to do the charity. I trust in Hashem that I'll do what I'm supposed to do at this point. And in the long run, it will work out. V'adrabah yitosef lo bracha bin chasav. And on the contrary, if a person's careful to do tzedakah the way he should, then he'll be blessed. As the pasuk says, Naton titen lo v'lo yira levavcha b'titcha lo. Give the person as he needs, provided you can afford it, and don't feel bad about it. Ki biglal hadvar hazeh yivrecha Hashem elokecha b'chol ma'asecha. Because Hashem says, as a result of your helping other people, Hashem will bless you in everything you do. Kenu b'tzedakah v'chen b'chesed. That's the way it works with tzedakah and kindness. Uchmo shekatavnu leil b'prakim shavru, as we wrote in previous chapters. Al ken afilu im nizdamen shel yedei ze shenitpasem ba'ir li'ish amid. Even if by your helping someone, you give a guy a loan, your neighbor comes to you and he needs a loan, if you give him the loan, you'll get the reputation that you're wealthy. And then they demand of you more. The city council comes and says, we want you to help out here, and we demand that you help out there. A person shouldn't feel bad about that. Undoubtedly, Hashem will pay him back. Any damage that a person incurs because of a mitzvah, Hashem will pay him back for that. We'll pick up here, Bezrat Hashem, next class.